Lawrence Fox dares British police to pay me a visit after burning Progress Pride flags, I'll put the kettle on. By David Ng on June 20, 2023. Actor Lawrence Fox, who played Hunter Biden in the movie My Son Hunter, has dared British police to pay me a visit after he recorded himself burning Progress Pride flags in what appeared to be his backyard. Lawrence Fox was responding to a Daily Mail report saying London's Metropolitan Police are assessing the actor's video for any possible violations of hate laws. As Breitbart News reported, Fox recently filmed himself setting fire to a series of Progress Pride flags, saying the flag represents child mutilation and stands against biological reality and objective truth. The so-called Progress flag consists of the regular Pride flag but with added colors and stripes to symbolize other two LGBTQIA+ groups, including transgender and gender non-binary people. Fox also responded to an individual who claimed to have reported the actor to police. I very much look forward to them explaining to me that I have committed a hate crime by burning an icon to child mutilation. But the doctors who chop off vulnerable healthy young girls' breasts and young boys' penises haven't. Fox wrote. I'm done negotiating with the mutilators. I am tolerant of pretty much everything, but child sacrifice is an absolute red line. Britain has strict laws concerning so-called homophobic, biphobic and transphobic actions or words. Individuals can face legal consequences for simply expressing dissent toward the latest transgender orthodoxy. Last year, the Essex Police Force warned the public that they will be monitoring their social media posts for hate crimes during Pride Month. Police in Britain were also filmed last year arresting a military veteran for posting a meme critical of woke gender ideology on Facebook. Is this the Gestapo? What has gone wrong in our country? The veteran asked in the video as he was being placed in handcuffs by three officers outside of his suburban home. Numerous former transgender individuals have expressed regret over their decision to transition, and it could end up costing hospitals who performed and facilitated the surgeries. As Breitbart News reported, detransitioner Chloe Cole recently announced that she has launched a lawsuit against Kaiser Permanente and other medical institutions, alleging medical negligence. In Canada, another former transgender person filed the first lawsuit in that country against her medical providers for facilitating her transition. In Australia, a woman who regrets attempting to transition into a man is suing the psychiatrist who approved her taking of cross-sex hormones after just one meeting. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.